Hey, I'm Catherine Traver, host of Unpolished But Called. This podcast is for anyone whose faith is real, raw, and still figuring itself out. If your prayers sound more like rambling than revival, you're in the right place. So this week, I want to try something different. I want to try a little bit of a series called Things Jesus Never Said. So we're going to kick it off with the first episode this Monday. I can promise you this is going to be painfully honest, hilariously uncomfortable, and deeply necessary. And we're starting with one of the most popular fake scripture in all of Pinterest Christianity. God helps those who help themselves. I'm convinced this phrase was stitched onto throw pillows and motivational posters in every grandma's house, right next to live, laugh, love, and a decorative plaque that says, "As for me and my house, we will serve tacos." So it sounds biblical, doesn't it? Like something Jesus might have said right after healing someone, flipping a table. But spoiler alert, he didn't. Not even close. You want to know who said it? Benjamin Franklin. And he wasn't exactly leading altar calls and casting out demons. I mean, I'm sure he was a great guy. But with all the kites and lightning and inventing bifocals, but Ben wasn't an apostle. He didn't preach the gospel. He printed newspapers. And yet, somehow, this secular soundbite slithered its way into Sunday school theology and became the cornerstone of our bootstrap gospel. The problem? It's trash theology. And worse, it's dangerous. Because if God only helps those who help themselves, then grace is canceled. Mercy is void. And the cross? Just a decorative accessory for your neck and not the bloody, beautiful rescue mission it actually was. But let's back up. Let's talk about why this phrase has become so deeply embedded to Christian culture and why it's the spiritual equivalent of slapping duct tape on a gaping wound and saying, "Well, do your best." See, we like the idea of self-help. It makes us feel empowered, capable, in control. It appeals to our pride. Nobody wants to be the needy one, the weak one, the desperate one at the end of their rope crying out to God in surrender. That's for the people who didn't plan ahead, right? That's for the ones who didn't try hard enough. If you had just worked a little smarter, been a little more disciplined, gotten up earlier, prayed longer, or drank more green smoothies, maybe you wouldn't be struggling right now. You just need to help yourself. And yet, have you read the Bible? It's a whole collection of stories about people who couldn't help themselves. People who are utterly incapable of saving themselves, fixing their situation, or climbing out of the pit they were in. And every single time, God showed up. Not because they were strong enough to deserve it, but because He is good enough to give it. That's not self-help. That's salvation. Let's look at Gideon. This man was hiding in a wine press like a scared raccoon when God called him a mighty man of valor. He didn't help himself. He was literally doing the opposite. He was avoiding the enemy at all costs. And God said, "Yep, that's my guy." Then there's the woman caught in adultery. Did she help herself? Nope. She was about to be stoned to death, completely exposed and ashamed. And Jesus stepped in, not because she did something noble or admirable, but because he is merciful. The man at the pool, he'd been lying there for 38 years, waiting for someone to help him. And Jesus didn't say, "You know what? If you just helped yourself a little more, I'd heal you." No, he asked, "Do you want to be made whole?" And then he healed him on the spot. Grace did what grit could. And don't even get me started on Lazarus. What part of dead in a tomb for 4 days screams he helped himself? You know what Lazarus contributed to his miracle? Nothing. He was dead, and Jesus still raised him. I think we forget that the whole point of the gospel is not try harder. It's you couldn't, so Jesus did. That's the whole message. We were dead in our sins, not floundering, not struggling, not making progress slowly, dead. And Christ made us alive. If we believe God only helps those who help themselves, then we believe the cross was optional and grace is conditional. We turn the gospel into a transaction instead of a gift. We start saying things like, "Well, God will only move if you do your part first." Oh, really? Is that how this works now? God's just up there waiting for you to hustle a little harder before he extends his mercy? Come on. That's not Bible. That's spiritual capitalism. Let me be clear. I'm not saying God blesses laziness. The book of Proverbs is full of verses about diligence and stewardship and discipline. There's wisdom in doing the work. But doing the work isn't what saves you. It doesn't earn God's favor. It doesn't obligate him to move. He's not a vending machine you insert effort into and expect a breakthrough to pop out. What's dangerous about the help yourself first mindset is that it makes people feel like their struggle is their fault. That if they're not healed, it's because they didn't believe enough. If they're still broke, it's because they didn't sow the right seed. If they're still hurting, it's because they haven't unlocked the magic formula of faith and effort. And that is toxic. That creates a church full of exhausted Christians performing for approval instead of resting in the finished work of Jesus. You know who God helps? The broken, the poor in spirit, the ones who cry out in desperation, "Lord, I need you. I can't do this without you." You know what he resists? The proud, the self-sufficient, the ones who think they've got it under control. That's scripture. James 4, verse 6 says, "God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble." We've been sold a gospel that says if you clean yourself up, God will meet you halfway. But that's not the gospel. The gospel is God came all the way down, wrapped himself in flesh, lived a sinless life, died a brutal death, and rose again. Not because you helped yourself, but because you couldn't. He came to do what we never could. That's grace. So next time you hear someone say, "God helps those who help themselves," smile politely and then kindly remind them that God actually helps the helpless. Because that's all of us. Look, I get it. We want to feel like we have some control. We want to feel like we earned something. It's human nature. But the beauty of the gospel is that it strips us of the illusion that we're in charge. It humbles us. It confronts our pride. And then it lifts us with a love we could never deserve. So, if you're out there trying to be strong enough, good enough, holy enough to finally get God's attention, stop. You already have it. He sees you. He knows you. He's not waiting for you to figure it all out. He's waiting for you to surrender. And if you're in a pit so deep you don't even know how to cry out anymore, good news. Jesus is still in the business of reaching into tombs and pulling people out. You don't have to help yourself. You just have to come to the end of yourself. That's where grace meets you. That's where the gospel lives. So no, God doesn't help those who help themselves. He helps those who know they need him. And I don't know about you, but I'm finally okay admitting that's me every day, all the time, helpless without him. Thanks for hanging out with today. Friends, if this episode made you laugh, cry, or side-eye your old throw pillows, I'd love for you to share it with a friend. And hey, don't forget to sign up for my newsletter at katherineschaefer.com. Links in the show notes. There's a whole lot more sarcasm, scripture, and sanctification coming your way this week. Until next time, keep your faith real, your sarcasm sanctified, and your coffee strong. You're unpolished, but you're still cold.